Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
We will get back into some Browns stuff in the 1 o'clock hour. But the Guardians have to win today, or the season is over. And the one thing here, Dano, that gets me on this more than anything is we knew all season long, there was no question, and it was all season, this team struggled to score runs. And yet it was, hey, they're able to somehow figure it out. The pitching's been there. They have timely hitting. They're making nice, you know, nice moves on the bases. They're smart. In a playoff situation, all I keep thinking of is, boy, do they have trouble scoring runs. All that other stuff is kind of out the window here. Can you score runs against good pitching? Yesterday, the answer was no. You put up one run against Tarik Skubal. Casey Mize isn't chopped liver. Can you score runs on Casey Mize?
I hope so. I hope you get more than four balls hit to the outfield. That's for darn sure. I mean, that's what you did yesterday. You hit four balls to the outfield. Three of them were pop-ups, and one of them was a single by Kyle Manzardo. It starts right there. You need to find solid contact. You're not going to find a ton of it because this is the playoffs. But when you do, you have got to absolutely rear back and wallop it. And that's the problem that this Guardians team is going to always run into because they're not built for power. But I still think they can. Because the thing with Mize is Mize only gives you the Tigers typically about six and a third, that kind of thing. He's not going to go through the lineup three times typically. He's not going to be a guy who is mowing people down, which means you're going to see the Tigers bullpen. And if you see that Tigers bullpen, it's shaky on everybody else who isn't named Will Vest. Tommy Canley has been shaky with that changeup. Now, if he's got a cooking, good luck.
And he throws it about 90% of the time.
Exactly. Finnegan has been a mess since he came over from the Nationals. He has not been as good as he was as the Nats closer as a Detroit Tiger. You can get to him. There are other guys in that pen that you can get to. The thing you got to do with Mize is work the pitch counts, really get a high pitch count on him and get him out of that game and get into the underbelly of that shaky bullpen because, boy, you can make some noise then.
Rob is in the state of Michigan. Are you a Guardians or a Tigers fan, Rob? And it's okay to be a Tigers fan if you are.
Oh, no, I'm a Guards fan. I'm from there, Jeff. I'm a Cuyahoga Falls grad.
There you go.
Good on you.
Yeah, so as I sit up here watching it, it's just so frustrating to watch Noel at first base. I mean, you know, he can't catch. He falls down. And then behind the plate, and I was listening to Hamilton, and, you know, he's giving him the call. And he's swinging at pitches in the other batter box. And I just thought, you know, why we ran him out there the day before. We ran him out there yesterday. Why is he running him out to first base when he has some other options? Namely, Kapis is solid. I just wanted to get your opinion.
The platoon stuff.
All platoon, Rob.
It's all the platoon stuff. They ran out the all-righty lineup to go up against Tarik Skubal. I mean, that's the only thing with it. It made my head spin too. They love to do the hockey line change, man.
Yeah, man. He just can't, you know, I mean, got to be a super nice guy, but you know, he's not even making contact with the ball. And then, you know, yesterday I understand Skubal's really good. And of course up here, you know, they all just love, everybody's got a Skubal jersey on up here, and I'm glad they don't have five Skubals, but you know, I mean, they kept running these guys out, and they're just swinging this, and they're not even taking a pitch. And Hedges, I know I heard you a little bit ago say, you're sure Vogt told him not to swing.
I'm convinced, well, man. You know,
good idea.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them that could have went up there and just looked at a few pitches. You know,
it's good managing, Rob, isn't it?
I looked at it yesterday when we were I was watching the game, and I'm like, they told Austin Hedges, do not let the bat leave your shoulder. And he stood there in that at bat, and the bat did not leave his shoulder. He worked a full count and got himself a walk. It was fantastic.
Yeah, Scuba was throwing. He was throwing hard, and he was throwing out of the zone a lot.
A lot of high
fastballs.
And
the guys were just, they were going after
it. My changeup was nasty yesterday,
Rob, thanks,
too,
buddy. Yeah, Scuba's throwing 101 late in the game.
That changeup was filthy yesterday. But the
platoon stuff, Casey Mize, right-handed pitcher. Mm-hmm. Today's Guardians lineup has 8 left-handed batters and 1 righty.
That's how they play it.
Yeah.
That's how they run the hockey line change and play the platoon advantage. I thought I saw that they've played the most platoons, I think, since it was like the 80s Cardinals or something like that. Was the only team that played the platoon advantages more than the Guardians have in the playoffs this year. Like, it's something ridiculous like that.
And what does that all mean? It means you don't have starting caliber players.
Yeah.
That's what it means. If you have to platoon as frequently as Steven Vogt does, you don't have enough starting caliber position players. It's that simple. And that's what has to change. And, you know, I wish they had had the draft they had this year 2 years ago, where they loaded up on power-hitting college hitters. College hitters, usually a little more polished, usually much closer to the major leagues. In fact, maybe a year away from making an impact. We've seen it to some extent. You know, Nick Kurtz is the obvious, you know, the throwaway there because he's been sensational less than a year after being drafted. Maybe they can get lucky with that, but you got to figure a year or two away. They have to add some bats. That said, that's for down the road.
Our buddy Zach Meisel, the Guardians deployed a platoon advantage in 79% of plate appearances, more than any team in baseball in the last 38 years. The only team that was more, the 1987 St. Louis Cardinals. To get that stat correct.
Yeah, and on one hand you think, hey, way to manage. And on the other you think, hey, sorry you had to manage that way.
Exactly. You can live with that when your platoon is the Naquin Luplo platoon that was in right field that was the equivalent of like the 10th best out right fielder in baseball. That's a great platoon. You want to play that.
Yeah.
This platoon is like, okay, we'll put these two guys together, and if we get to 25th, life is good.
What's the least of two evils, right?
Okay, exactly.
Well, he'll hit right hand. Got a lefty going.
Right. It's the biggest thing going. I am happy they are doing this, and I hope more than anything that if there is a game three, and I think there will be a game three, I think Guards win today. I think we will see a game three, and if that's the case, put out the best lineup that can work counts and power hit, and I don't care which hand they decide
Agreed.
To hit with.
Agreed.
Just put out the best possible lineup to go against it, and if you need to pinch hit along the way, you can do that.
Be Slade Ciccone against Jack Flaherty. If they get to a game three tomorrow.
And Flaherty's only going to go 5 because that's what he does. I mean, that's the thing with this. You can get to Detroit if you get to the Pen. It's why they think they're going to win today. Because they can get to the Pen against Meisel.
Bob's in Akron. Bob.
What's up, Bob? Or Meisel, not Meisel.
I've got a question about the batting strategy in that 9th inning yesterday.
Shoot.
When you get Jose Ramirez on third with nobody out, now, I can understand pinch hitting Valera, but couldn't they tell him, we don't need a home run. We just need contact or a fly ball. And he was swinging for the fence on every swing. It's a sin that they couldn't get him home, is what I'm saying.
I think you're right about that. I don't think there's any question. I think Jose made a terrible base running blunder. And yeah. I say that, and I explained why I said that. It's basic baseball stuff, but I understand why he made it. You know, he just watched Valera strike out. He's thinking, I'm on third base. We got to do something here. I'm going on contact. And under normal circumstances, okay, I could see you going on contact and making that work. It just didn't. It didn't. And that you're supposed to let the ball get past the pitcher. And he would, but I'm sure he thought, hey, nobody's hitting the ball. I got to do something here. So he tried to force the issue, Bob. And you could have. And you're welcome. Chris Rose was with us moments ago, and Chris said, you know, I think I would have pinch hit Daniel Schneeman there. I would agree. Instead, you pinch hit a guy who has 16 major league games under his belt.
And I'm okay with Valera swinging for the fence there because you had nobody out in the inning. So that's when you can tell a hitter, hey.
Except for one thing. If you hit the ball to the right side of the infield, you score a run. Put the ball in play.
Do you want to win the game? Or do you want to try to tie the game with small ball? Or do you want to win the game?
The way the Guardians play, I want to try and tie the game with small ball.
I'm good with a guy swinging for the fence to win the game.
Okay, I am too.
Especially with no outs in the inning. That's where you want a guy who's going to swing for the fence.
Except for one thing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
It was George Valera, and he's played in 16 major league games. And I know he has some pop, but I just...
Would I have appreciated it more if it was Matt Stairs? Yes.
Get the run home. Get the run home. You had a man on third and nobody out. Don't give away an out. Let me go Menegan.
Yeah.
Outs are precious. Don't give one away
but
by swinging from your you-know-what, trying to hit the ball out.
But we live in a world where you need to be able to hit the ball with some level of authority. We can't just spend the entire game going, well, if you hit it off the pitcher, if you hit it off the plate hard enough, it might pop up into the air, and then you could cause chaos.
I'm just saying,
you're just living in luck land.
You got a man on third, nobody out. Get the run in a one-run game. It's the ninth inning.
You hit nobody out.
I don't care.
Try to win it.
Try to win it by getting the guy home, and then you have a tie game and one out.
Swing with authority.
Great. Put the ball in play by swinging with authority.
I'm good. Dan, if it turned into a single or a double, I would have been all
in. You had a man on third and nobody out.
I just hate the idea that everybody is calling up and going, no, you got to bunt him in. What?
No. Don't bunt him in. Hit the ball to the right side. Hit the ball.
Good. Again. Good luck. I would rather
hit the ball.
If he makes a mistake, I would rather have you swinging hard instead of having a mistake and having a hitter then turn around and go, I could rear back and hit this, or I could just gently hit it to the right side.
Dan, it's being a professional
to the right side.
And nothing against George. George looks like he's an interesting young guy. I'm glad he's here. Let's see what he can do. But Stephen Vogt doesn't have a whole lot of options. But you've got a guy in Daniel Schneeman who's actually hit some home runs this year as well.
I would have been okay with that. If they would have went Schneeman there, that would have been perfect for what Chris Rose said of, hey, maybe then you could hallucinate the idea of a bunt. But, at least then you had somebody who could put the ball in play with some level of success more than George Valera. I would agree with you there. But if I'm putting George Valera in, I'm putting George Valera in because he can hit the ball with power.
Okay. Despite the fact that the sample size is 16 major league games.
I mean, give me people with more of a sample size. This is the Cleveland Guardians.
Schneeman.
Sure. I would have been okay putting him in, but I would have told Daniel Schneeman the same thing, which is go get a hit. Keep the rally going. Go swing, at least on the first couple. Swing and try to win the game.
Could have pinch hit Kafis.
Would have been in. Sounds great.
Instead, you pinch hit him for Arias later.
Another guy with who you could tell, hey, go hit the ball with some level of authority.
Ball game starts in about 15 minutes. Browns have made a change at quarterback. Why? Who? And what happens next? We'll hear from Kevin Stefanski. We'll hear from Dylan Gabriel. We'll hear from Joe Flacco. All coming up right here on Baskin and Phelps. Dan Menigan playing the role of Andy Baskin today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.